Praise the Lord, church. How is everybody feeling this morning? Awesome. Hey, you're in the house of the Lord. You made it. We're here. Amen. I think that's worth giving God some praise. Can we clap our hands together? And let God know we're happy to be in His presence. Amen. Amen. I do welcome you all here to campus. Great to see you today. Pray that the service will be a blessing to you. And then, of course, those joining on Facebook Live and live stream, so glad you've chosen to be a part of the service today. Just have one quick reminder for you this morning. Don't forget Tuesday morning prayer at 10 o'clock right here in the sanctuary. Come and help us pray. If your schedule allows, we wholeheartedly invite you to come and pray with the church here on Tuesday morning at 10 o'clock. Amen. Stay with me, if you will, this morning. I was thinking about the scripture today that says, let God arise and His enemies be scattered. When God moves, when He takes action, things begin to happen. And I was thinking about that also in terms of the church. Let the church arise. It's when we stand up in authority, in prayer, in passion, in commitment, great things happen. And things happen in the spirit world. Things happen in prayer. And so today, before we begin our worship set, we're going to take a few minutes and go to the Lord in prayer for our students. We had a tremendous, tremendous prayer Tuesday night and Tuesday evening prayer for our campuses. And we prayed for our P7 Bible Club leaders as well. And this morning, we want to pray specifically for our students. Most of them have gone back to school this week, this past week. I think college has not yet started. But we'll be very shortly. And so we do this every year. We want to pray for our students as they return to school. So what we have today, if I can get my helpers, they have baskets with prayer cloths in them. And if y'all would, helper, yeah, just spread out, if you would, kind of in three broad sections. There you go. Perfect. And so these prayer cloths, we're going to pray collective over them. They've been anointed with oil already. We're going to pray collectively over them, and then after we pray, I'm going to give you some instruction on how you can get one and take it with you. So, but first order of business is for us to pray over them collectively. We're going to pray for some specific things. We're going to pray for peace for our students, protection for our students, purity, passion, and then just what I call perspective or understanding, that God would open their minds and their hearts to learn. So purity, so peace, protection, purity, passion, and perspective. You'll hear me call those five things out as we pray. And if you'll just follow my lead, and of course let God lead you as you pray. But if you want to follow as I pray for these things, we'll spend a couple of minutes praying together here. So are you ready? You with me? You ready to pray for our students? Pray for these prayer cloths? Let's go to the Lord in prayer together today. We thank you, Jesus, for this day. And we know, Lord, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom, there is liberty. And we know, Lord, that nothing will stop your church. We know that your name is above every name. We know, Lord, that when we invoke the name of Jesus, all things are possible. And Lord, there is a room full of believers today with great faith, people that know the name, people that know the power of your name. And so, Lord, collectively, we call out today in faith your name over our students. And, Lord, as is biblical, Lord, we pray over these prayer cloths, God, that you would go with each and every student that collects one today, each and every administrator, each and every teacher that collects a prayer cloth today. I pray for peace, oh God, that your presence would go with them, give them peace in their mind, peace in their classroom, peace on the campus, peace in their home, peace in their spirit. Let the peace of God give them great strength. Lord, I pray for their protection. Lord, protect our campuses. Protect them from violence. Lord, protect them from bullying. Protect them from evil influences and evil spirits. Let the protection of God envelop them. Let there be a hedge round about them to cover them, Lord. I pray for purity, oh God, the purity of their mind, the purity of their spirit. Lord, the friend groups that they will associate with, that you would lead them to pure friends, pure relationships. Lord, relationships that build and do not tear down. in Jesus' name. God, I pray you give them a passion. Lord, a call to work for God. A call, Lord, to be passionate about the gospel on their campus. Those that have started P7 Bible Clubs. Those that desire to start P7 Bible Clubs. And Lord, even those that may not go that step, Lord, but just that their light would shine, that they would have a passion to tell somebody about the good news of Jesus Christ. And then I pray, Lord, for their perspective, their understanding. Lord, I rebuke learning disorders in Jesus' name. Lord, I rebuke any hindrance to their ability to absorb knowledge and to absorb wisdom. God, I pray you would open their minds to learn and to learn well. And Lord, like those in the Bible, I pray you'd give them wisdom and understanding above even their peers, God, to the glory of God, that they would excel, that they would do mighty things, mighty exploits in Jesus' name. Go with our students. Anoint them, Lord. Every step ordered in your word. Let the angels of the Lord be encamped around them and put a hedge of protection around about them. We ask these things in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, clap your hands to Jesus and shout with a voice of triumph. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. I believe God heard our prayer, and I believe we can expect great things this semester, this year, these two semesters with our students. So what we're going to do before we change the order of the service and go into our worship set, we're going to give everybody an opportunity that this is applicable to get a prayer cloth. This is our elementary students all the way up to college, our administrators, our teachers. If you're involved in the school system anyway, Brother Thornton, I know we talked Tuesday night about security detail at schools. If you're involved on a school campus in any way, our online students get one, UVA and the others, you're welcome to get one too. We encourage you to get one. Just go to the section that's nearest you, so kind of in the middle in each side. If you'll go ahead and begin making your way, we want everyone to get one that this is applicable to. Go ahead in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Teachers, students, administrators, if you're here and want to get one on behalf of your student, maybe you're a grandparent and your grandchild could not be here, feel free to come get one. Amen. We've got plenty. We've got plenty. Bless you, Grace Church. And again, we will set these out at Grand Central as well. So if you help us get the word out, somebody that wasn't here today, or if you want to pick one up for somebody that is not here on their behalf, they'll be out at Grand Central as well for the next couple of services. God bless you, Grace Church. Thank you for your prayer. Are you ready to worship the Lord? I know I am. Let's clap our hands to Jesus and worship together.
With wonder, let your power fill this place. We're inviting your voice like lightning to start a fire that burns for you. We're gonna hear how heaven sounds. We're gonna sing so loud that the walls fall down. We know that there's no greater name, so we will leave this place until God is praised.
Lord of glory, we write our story. Thank you.
in this place. We magnify you, we glorify you. Hallelujah. How many know that he can do miracles today? How many know that he can do the impossible in this place? God, we praise you, we adore you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Power. can do it again. He can do it again. He can do it again.
opportunity to receive from the Lord as they continue to sing. Let's everybody gather around the front. Everybody come on. Everybody come on. The Spirit of the Lord is working here right now. Everybody come.
I need you, Lord.
I've learned a long time ago that God will prepare you for a service. God prepared me for this service today. I had a message to preach, but I believe the hunger of some folks here today superseded that. I believe it exceeded what God wanted done here otherwise. Reminds me of John the Baptist, that he took things in the kingdom of God that God didn't necessarily intend, but he allowed it to happen. And I believe God's people moves the heart of God. While the praise team was singing, especially that the last song, the one they're singing now, that there's a hunger, there's a thirst. I could hear from where I was sitting, even with a speaker in front of me, you could hear a literal roar coming from the chairs where people were reaching out to God in worship and praise. But underneath that was a hunger, and I just felt inspired. It's not often that we do this, but felt inspired to just give you folks an opportunity to reach heavenward, to reach Godward, and you did. And I believe God ministered to some people here today. The reason I've come to the pulpit, Lord willing, I would like to preach next Sunday what I plan to preach this Sunday. If you're here next Sunday, I want you to remember this service. I'm going to ask you to do your best to remember this environment, to remember what you're feeling, because actually the presence of the Lord just preached my sermon. It did. I was planning to preach you a sermon that I've titled The Power of a Harp, God's Gentle, Kind Way, but So Powerful, of coming to people and ministering to them. A part of my sermon, and you'll hear it, Lord willing, next week. But the Bible said that when David came to play the harp for Saul when he was troubled by an evil spirit, the gentle playing of those notes chased that evil spirit away. David didn't have to use his slingshot. He didn't have to use a sword. He didn't have to use a spear. Even when Saul threw javelins at David, in those moments, David only retaliated with the harp. And I believe that's what God has done here this morning. He's wooed us in to a very kind and welcoming, a very gentle, a very patient manifestation of his presence. And he's driven away things that trouble us, and he did it in such a kind, gentle way. Even the still, small voice of God can drive demons and devils out of our lives without God having to do this big show of power and all of that. So I just preach my sermon for next Sunday, but it'll have a little more detail in it next Sunday. But that's the gist of it, and God has done that today. So if you would remember, try to remember this moment. And to our guest here today, God decided to work this way. If you came to hear a sermon, please come back next week and we'll go at it again and see what God has in store. God bless you guys as they continue to play softly. Love one another. Share your heart with one another for a few moments. If you want to continue to pray, feel free to do so. Otherwise, God bless you. You're dismissed. And we'll look forward to seeing you Wednesday night in service.
Shout till I'm out of breath. I'll be the first to tell you I don't know.